Hello skiers, this is Johnny B for AltaCam.com. Today I'll be talking with Alta Ski Area General Manager, Ano Waringa. Good to see you, Ano. How's it going?
Nice to see you, Johnny, out here. Amazed that you'd come up on such a snowy day. Thought maybe you'd want to stay home and shovel your driveway.
Well, I got to keep my appointments, and I had so many great runs this morning, and,
Now you're going to go home and shovel your driveway.
No, I'm going to take a little break. You know, it's funny you should say that, because my neighbor at 6:15 this morning was blowing my driveway. Nice guy that he is.
Knew you wanted to go skiing.
Yeah, he woke me up. It's great. Ano, let's get right into it. Share with us, how hard does the wind have to blow, and how hard does it have to snow for you to wear goggles? How do you decide?
Well, it's not about wind and snow, it's about visual clarity.
Uh-huh.
You know, wearing the glasses allows me to see, and if I, you know, resort to goggles and goggles with glasses, it's really a pain in the ass, and so it's kind of a choice to... The longer you hold out, the more I can see. And I like to be able to see as much as I can.
It's important, you know. A lot of people wanted to know that. I'm glad we got to the bottom of it. There you have it. That clears that up. Let's take it back, Ano. Where did you grow up? And what was your home ski mountain?
Conrad, Montana had two home ski mountains. Kings Hill out east of Great Falls and the Big Mountain there just west of Glacier National Park.
All right.
And we used to do day trips to Big Mountain because it was only 180 miles away, and we'd be the first ones in line, ski all day, and drive home.
All right. So that's where you did most of your,
Yeah, that's where I grew up skiing.
All right. The Big Mountain. Never skied there? Hope to one day.
Yeah.
When did you first come to Alta, Ano?
1972, fresh out of college from Montana State and Bridger Bowl, where I was a ski patroller while I was going to college. Came down here to warm up, came to a warm climate. I was tired of freezing to death.
And I'm sure the powder has something to do with it.
Well, you know, you come from Bridger Bowl on a good year, you get plenty of powder, but it's cold there, you know.
Freezing.
Call it cold smoke for a reason.
All right, so you came down here to warm your bones up a bit.
Yeah.
Well, that leads me to my next question. What year did you join Ski Patrol here at Alta?
1972, the day I walked in the door.
Oh, right away. So you didn't have to do dishes or anything? You just started
No, I just walked in on November 1st. We opened November 9th and was on the Ski Patrol and worked Sunday nights as bartender at the Rustler Lodge.
Oh, all right. And who was the head of Ski Patrol back then?
Doug Christensen.
Doug Christensen.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Ano, I know you were the head of snow safety. Tell us about shooting Patsy Marley and the powder blast that you experienced on the summer road.
Oh, I mean, there were, you know, back in the old days when skier compaction wasn't such a big deal and we kept things closed longer and didn't have nearly the expertise and equipment that we have now, you know, we had bigger avalanches because we just didn't control them as often, didn't ski them as often, and we had big slides off of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Patsy Marley, Devil's Castle, East Greeley, you know, I mean, you wouldn't live until you've watched East Greeley come down and get air off the bench, blow through the creek, go across home run, and you think it's going to come up the Sunnyside Ridge there up towards the Gun Mountain. You're kind of wondering whether you ought to leave.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, there were a lot of big avalanches in the old days.
All right. Man, that's impressive, Ano. That's impressive.
Yeah, they were. There were some big slides.
Interesting. Speaking of shooting, you still wake up at 4 a.m. on the big powder storms to shoot the gun. You still get a big thrill causing avalanches? Talk about that.
Well, it's occasionally called a gun. I mean, if you were a Marine, you'd call it a rifle. It's a 105-millimeter recoilless rifle. Or the pack howitzers that we shoot, you know. Just to be clear, those are rifles. You know.
Okay.
Look down the barrel, there's no doubt there's riflings in there. And where else can a boy shoot a 105-millimeter recoilless rifle? Get to aim, pull the trigger, and then occasionally you get avalanches as a consequence of the explosion that results. So, you know, it's more about shooting big guns than anything.
That's a great answer, and nobody's shooting back at you.
No, it's the only peaceful use for artillery in the world, and we love that fact.
That's a great use. I wish there was more of that going on.